Hello and welcome to Maximum Slipknot. It was written and researched by Mark Crampton, music is by Member Thompson, and it is read by Sean Jones.
People in Des Moines have nothing. Skating rinks and graveyards. You basically have to develop a sense of self early on, and that encourages individuality, that encourages imagination, and it also encourages a severe sense of psychosis that turns into some crazy motherfuckers.
The state of Iowa in the United States is probably best known to most discerning rock fans as simply the middle of nowhere. It's an area more famous for its puritanical Bible thumping, food produce growing, country music playing, and good old hayseed chewing. Get the picture? The majority of non-residents consider what is referred to as the corn and pig state a complete geographical black hole when it comes to serious music making. Since rock and roll's illustrious dawning back in the early 50s, Iowa has had no particular singular voice or star to put on the global musical map. Indeed, naming a significant musician from the state is arguably a totally fruitless task, devoid of any subject matter. It simply can't be done. So the backwater town of Des Moines, Iowa, wouldn't seem like the ideal setting to spawn the next step in the evolution of modern heavy metal, would it? Well, it's time to rewrite the history books and think again, because against all odds, it was just that. Slithering out of the stultifying Midwest confines of Des Moines, a band going by the strange name of Slipknot, who started as the heart and soul of the town's brutally heavy underground scene, have officially begun their earthly rampage on planet rock. From out of this nowhere zone, a rampant beast has come crashing down upon the music world, totally out to shake, rattle and roll. Having steadily grown from six pieces to nine since their inception in the mid-1990s, Slipknot are guaranteed to give you something of a major headache sound-wise. What they present best is a radical, no-holds-barred picture of the harshness and ugliness of commercialism today. Dressed in matching jumpsuits, each individually numbered, the members of Slipknot are purveyors of an over-the-top metallic mayhem madness that has never been tapped in the metal community before. Have you ever thought about what a messed-up hardcore metal band from the middle of nowhere would sound like? Ultra-violence and extreme noise terror only begins to describe it. Okay, so we're trying to set the scene. To many modern rock fans, having nine members in a band may sound completely pathetic and a touch over the top. However, there's more to Slipknot than meets the eye, or the ear for that matter. This particular bunch of stark raving lunatics don't have any celebrity names, but numbers. Nine numbered freaks from Des Moines who have leapt upon the unsuspecting world like a musical version of Clockwork Orange. Draped in industrial coveralls and surreal self-made horror masks, Slipknot have a totally unique musical attack that violently regurgitates LA neo-metal, bludgeoning the forms of thrash metal, hardcore, hip-hop, and down-tuned screeching guitars until they became unrecognizable, totally in your face. Stuck in the creative wastes of nowhere with nothing but industrial underground and hardcore rap to listen to, Slipknot have managed to come up with a precise yet brutally original primal style of metal music. And as huge as they sound on stage and on record, they look even sicker draped in those demented masks, ranging from those of circus clowns to toxic waste specialists. Imagine if Charles Manson had grown up on the New Jack metal scene populated by Korn, the Deftones, System of a Down, etc., and had an appreciation for speed metal heavyweight Slayer. Instead of committing hideous crimes, he probably would have been a founding member of Slipknot. So belt up tight and prepare to hop on the shuttle that takes lunacy to a bizarre new level. Welcome to the world's most insane band.